BFBS. Your stories. British Forces Cyprus.
Hundreds of runners descended on Paphos in Cyprus last weekend to take part in the Cyprus Marathon. Now in its 12th year, the annual road race also incorporates a half marathon and 10k run, attracting competitors from all over the world. Among them were servicemen and women based on the island, including husband and wife duo Andy and Lindsay Fleming, who serve in the Navy at Iernik.
Came third in the 10k. It was better than I expected. I was looking at 40 minutes and came in 38 and a half minutes.
How did you find the routes and the conditions today?
It was really good. The facilities were good. They got water stops and everything. It was nice to see some food at the end, so I was really happy with the layout. We had a bit of a competition going on. I'm glad I came in first, but I should really, because she was doing a half marathon today.
I'm Chief Peel Fleming and I'm from JSSU also. It was quite hard, but enjoyed it. I got around 2:10, which was, I was going for 2:30, so about 20 minutes faster than what I thought, so yeah, very pleased.
Those who'd finished the 10k and half marathon races stayed around to cheer in their colleagues taking part in the full 26 miles. And with a time of 3 hours and 10 minutes, PTI Sergeant Dave Lemon from JSSU achieved a personal best.
It's a PB, it's the second year in a row I've done this. I was third last year but sixth this year. Obviously the time was 5 minutes quicker, so I can't complain about that. It's quite a testing course. There's a few nice little hills in it, and also when you get down towards the harbour, it was quite windy. The wind was quite strong in your face, so that added to the last 5 or 6k.
Dave was running alongside the RAF Regiment's Lance Corporal Steve Morton. The two of them are currently in training for the Ironman event in Lanzarote, which takes place in May this year. Steve said he felt confident after finishing the marathon.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the time, happy just to get round. I did it last year and kind of crashed out at the 22 mile points, so really happy to get round and a good time this year. I think really positive from today, really happy with the time. I think it's all going the right way for Lanzarote, so onward and upward.
And as celebrations continued into the afternoon, race director Stavros Kakaroudes talked about the British military's continued involvement in the event.
Every year we have a big participation from the British Forces Cyprus and also from the UN. Maybe 100 people, they come from these two areas.
It's a beautiful location for a marathon, isn't it, Stavros?
It's ideal. It's historical. I mean, this is the castle of Paphos, and especially the marathon starts from Petra Drum, New Aphrodite Rock, which is again a lot of history about Paphos. We cannot claim that it is a flat course, but it's nice because it's different and you finish to a historical place.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Cyprus.
Your stories. BFBS.